Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You'll have to apologize to me because I'm drinking a... you'll have to apologize to me. I have to apologize to you. Sorry. Let me get that right. Because I am drinking a coffee. So for this mini-sode, if you can hear me slurping, it's because I'm balls deep into a hot Makona.
I mean, it's really my fault because we've just been recording another episode and I think I've sort of slightly made you nod off a little bit with my own talking.
With the dulcet tones.
Exactly.
No. Not at all, not at all. But now, I just needed it desperately. What are we talking about today? Tell me about that.
Well, in that very episode we just recorded, you mentioned something about why everyone thinks Tasmanians are inbred, and it had something to do with this thing called black bobs.
Yeah, black bobs. Okay, so you don't know about this. You've never heard about this.
Well, first of all, I mean, I just have to quickly say I don't know anything about it. I assume that, like, black bobs is the name of the area, I think, in Tasmania. And, you know, you just assume in Australia that if it's got a name like that, then some horrible indigenous atrocity happened there. So, but it's not to do with
Tasmania.
That. Yeah, it's not to do with that. This particular story, though.
No, it's not at all. No, this has nothing to do at all with First Nations people at all. But I think I would assume you're quite right. I would assume that the name Black Bob's Rivulet, which is a little rivulet in Tasmania, I presume that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Not that I can find it. Not that I, you know, could tell you for fact, but I would presume that.
Yeah. And the trouble is you sort of Google it and this thing that you were talking about just comes up as all the, you know, top 2,000 results.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't click open anything because I wanted it to be a surprise. So tell me about this important bit of Tasmanian history that I should know.
So I'm surprised you don't know it because it was told to me by my mum and my dad and stuff when we'd like go driving at night to visit my nana who lived in New Norfolk or wherever. When you'd be driving at nighttime, it'd be, you know, be careful, you know, you don't want the black bobs to get you.
Right.
Or whatever. And it was sort of this legend thing of be afraid of the black bobs sort of thing.
Bogeymen, okay.
A bit like that.
Yeah.
And basically the urban legend is that they are or were a family of inbred people that lived in a town or lived on a property on the Black Bobs Rivulet near Ooze in Tasmania, which is...
Ooze. It's the best name for a suburb, isn't it? Ooze. It's actually awful. O-U-S-E, but yes, it's pronounced ooze, as in the stuff that comes out of a pimple or a sewer.
Well, these people allegedly... Look, I can't tell you if it's true or not. I don't know if it's ever been documented as true or not. But the big thing is these people were inbred. The father, they had many children. The father would... have sex with the daughters and they would have more children. And there was always this sort of story about a child who was chained up to a post box or a tree or a fence like a dog, like a chained dog. And this child was covered in hair head to toe and had like really quite long arms and, you know, walked around on like, you know, kind of labored around on all fours, like almost like, I guess, a gorilla or something.
Yeah.
And, was quite aggressive.
That's really why it's such an unfair stereotype for someone from Tasmania because I think I only got chained up to the Hills Hoist.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say, then I was really, really worried. Yeah, so basically the story allegedly goes, you know, sometime, I don't know, early 1900s, 1915, 1920, I don't know, this family moved out to this place on the Black Bob's Rivulet and started inbreeding. The father with the daughters, and then later the brothers with the sisters. And it wasn't until, like, I don't know, they were like in their 20s, a little bit later, when the parents, the elderly parents, died, and they were buried on the property in a hole, in a ditch. And the man went to town, to Hobart Town, and said, you know, my parents are dead. And the police were like, well, why didn't you report this? And he's like, I didn't know I needed to tell anybody. They died of natural causes, essentially. So I just dug a hole and buried them. I thought that was what I was meant to do. And at that point, he also said that, like, my sister has taken on, like, my sister is now, like, the wife and the mum of the house.
Okay.
And so the police allegedly went out there and, you know, had a look, and that's when they found this hairy child chained to a letterbox that barked and growled like a dog and was quite aggressive. And they found out that a lot of the children were sleeping together in the same bed. So they said that they had they said, look, you need to separate. You need to separate the boys and the girls from sleeping together. And so a little while later, another day, another time, they went back, and apparently there was, like, barbed wire down the middle of the house separating the boys and from the girls, which sounds insane.
A very literal separation.
A very literal separation. Put a fence up. Yeah. And the chained up boy, who they were told to unchain, attacked the police or the social worker who went back on this visit. Yeah. And so there was always this story about it. And then another story about it was that, having been told that he had to report all the deaths of people, birth, death, and marriages, came back down to town another time, and he took a sack into town hall or to town hall where you report those things, and left the
sack. And the sack was made of human skin.
No, the sack was left on the steps with the body of his dead wife in it.
Oh, jeez.
And he, in his mind, you know, he'd walked all the way from wherever he was up in New Norfolk for probably, you know, it would have been a good day, I suppose, of walking. And he dumped this body in a sack as his version of, like, reporting the death.
It's probably like a day and a half, because you go past Mona, don't you, on the way. So you got to stop, have a wine, a look at the exhibitions.
So that was what it was. And then basically the police were like, oh, hell no, this is not good. So they went back up there. And they'd all vanished off into the bushes. They believed off into the bush. So there's this whole urban legend that these family of inbred people are at loose, you know, at large, running loose in the Tasmanian Hobart bush. Whether it's true or not, nobody knows. But there's this whole thing about people have sightings of black bobs, you know, your car headlights will flash through the trees and you'll get glints of eyes, or you'll see people running on all fours across the you know, across the road, and they sort of make cars swerve and stuff like that. And, you know, these kind of, I guess, inbred kind of people, allegedly inbred people anyway.
Yeah.
And it's sort of become this kind of terrifying urban legend. And I think that's something that has kind of carried on without the reference of them being black bobs, but I think that's partly where this whole inbred thing comes from.
Right, yeah. Gosh, creepy. I mean, especially the bit where it carries the wife in the sack.
Yeah, the story that I heard was actually that he dragged the wife in the sack. He dragged the wife in the sack all the way down the highway, because where they lived obviously was up off the highway somewhere miles away. Anyway, dragged her down the highway and then left her on the steps of town hall to report her death. Isn't that terrifying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's true or not. Perhaps I don't know if it's corroboratable. Is that even a word? Probably not.
It's from 1912 or whatever. So, you know, who knows really. But the one that sort of scared me as a child a bit was, I think it might even be a real one, and I should really pull up a little news article about it here so I don't get anything wrong. This is from the Sydney Morning Herald, October 1st, 2008. Vengeful wife who fed husband glass sandwiches avoids jail. What? Do you remember this?
No, this doesn't sound like an urban legend. This sounds real.
Well, it's only, yeah, it's verified by this news article. But I remember hearing about it at the time because I think it was pretty close to where I grew up, maybe. Anyway, I'll read you a few paragraphs from this Sydney Morning Herald news article. It doesn't have an author written on it, but you can Google it yourself if you're interested, anyone at home. A vengeful wife who tried to harm her cheating husband by sprinkling crushed glass on his lunches has avoided imprisonment in Tasmania. A Hobart Centrelink manager, blah, 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 who is back living with her husband, was sentenced today, blah, 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 to a suspended 9-month jail term. Let's go down a bit. The court told she used a meat tenderizer to grind up glass from a fluorescent tube in her kitchen and kept it on the top shelf in the pantry and then blended with the butter.
What?
Yeah. And the glass was served five times into sandwiches and a biscuit treat over 2 months in November of 2007.
2007? It was in modern day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did anything happen to the guy?
Did
something terrible happen to him? Poor thing.
I mean, he was
a cheater, so bad, but.
Yeah, but still, I think he realized it was glass. You know what? I reckon the fluorescent part's probably the bad bit because there are those magicians and people like that that eat light bulbs and stuff, you know, and actually your digestive system can sort of deal with it. Don't try it at home unless you know the trick, of course.
Yeah, but those people don't really, those magicians don't really eat glass light bulbs though, do they? They're not real. They must be like, you know, rice paper or something.
No, there are real ones. I mean, they smash it first into tiny little pieces and then, yeah, you can eat it. There's a whole, I mean, I'm quite obsessed with Darren Brown specials. Have you ever seen a Darren Brown thing?
He's magician. That idiot with the moustache and goatee, isn't he?
Oh, he's so good because he's all about.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not thinking of this person. Anyway, keep going.
You're probably talking about the same person. You just don't like him. But because he's all about, like, the magic isn't real and it's all a big trick and that actually makes it more amazing, I think, because there are these things that Darren Brown sort of makes happen that, you know, it's all just, you know, psychology.
So people real, can eat glass.
Things. Yeah.
That's fucked up. Don't eat glass. We're not advocating for that.
Don't try it at home. Please make sure you know what you're doing before you definitely try it. Definitely don't mince it up into someone's sandwich.
No. I mean, feel free to Google that and learn about that yourself. I mean, feel free to Google and learn a bit more about black bobs. I don't think there's anything kind of official on the internet for you to learn, but it's certainly a terrifying urban legend. And your one wasn't even a terrifying urban legend. I don't know if yours is real. It's from a newspaper article.
Yeah, it's just something I'd heard when I was younger and, I only found that it was actually real today. So
that's terrible. I mean, there are so many weird urban legends that freak me out, but certainly black bobs is one of them.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorites is the people who get their house broken into. Have you heard this one?
Oh, you're going to talk about toothbrushes?
Yeah.
And the camera thing?
Yeah, let's not go into it then if you already know
so
it.
It's stupid. It's so dumb. No, say it. Go and tell everybody listening because some people listening won't have a clue what it is, but it's so fucking stupid.
I'll abridge it just so they know what I'm talking about. But, quick
version.
Yeah, nothing gets stolen and so they're confused and then like 3 or 4 days later they get some photos in the mail and there are two people in their house who have taken photos with the couple's toothbrushes up their bums. Anyway.
I just spat all over my microphone. It's so bad. I'm just going to wipe it.
Yeah. But
that's such a stupid, stupid, stupid thing.
I know. I feel like if it wasn't true when someone came up with it, like since, I reckon someone has probably done it because they heard that story and thought it was funny. So.
Exactly. Like it totally is. It's somebody, some moron will have gone, oh, that sounds so funny. That's a good idea. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Was it you?
No.
Is that what you're trying to tell me? No.
Also, don't you think it's such a weird thing like a toothbrush up the bum?
Yeah, I've never tried it myself.
Me neither. I just think it's, no, hideous.
Yeah, as long as all the bristles come back out.
Oh, God, you're so gross. You see what I have to put up with here, people? The sick, sordid way that this person's mind works. It's so bad. As long as all the bristles come out.
Yeah. All right. I guess we should leave it there before I say anything
before
else.
Before you gross me out awful. Even further.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I wonder if maybe the whole inbred thing came from like the fact that we are an island, and maybe that's why like less people to sort of date, I don't know, or hook up with. But also, wasn't there like that cannibal bloke?
Yeah, there was a movie about this, wasn't there?
The Last the Pyman Assassination River. Of Alexander Pierce.
Oh, was that
wasn't it? Is that what? No, I've made that up.
It's one of those things where, you know, we learnt about all these things at primary school and then they've all melded into one. So I can't quite pick out the details of what was which, and was it Alexander Pierce, the guy who swam from Port Arthur through the shark-infested water? Was that Martin Cash? And then I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's true. That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But also, yeah, I don't know. It never really interested me that much, and I think it's because, you know, and it's changed a lot now. It's a wonderful building now, but the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery used to really freak me out as a child. Like there used to be
terrifying.
This display, and it was like, the pig was awful. I think that's still there. But there was this diorama, and it was really dark, and then you'd press a button, and there'd be, like a light would come on, there'd be an owl. And I don't know what it was, but this taxidermied owl used to just freak me out. And
The same section, when you used to press the button, it would sort of be a timer. It would sort of slowly pop back out, and it would turn the light off. But the same bit, there was stuffed Tasmanian devils eating the plastic insides of a stuffed kangaroo.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, this stuff's
absolutely
like
terrifying.
Nightmares. I still have trouble going into museums today because of this.
I can't believe going to the Hobart Museum or the Tasmanian Museum. I don't know if it's still like this. I haven't been for a long time. There was that other display where you pressed a button and it lit up a group of First Nations Indigenous Australians standing around a campfire and played an audio file of the last recording of the last known full-blood Indigenous person, Malamagena.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember this? And that it was like in some kind of like exhibition case.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was so bad.
Yeah, they've mixed it up a bit now. They've brought it into the 21st century. But you can still go and listen to, I think.
That recording.
You know, yeah, the recording's still there, which I quite like actually. Cause,
yeah, I like the recording, but it's weird that's behind.
Yeah, they've separated it from the weird diorama of, oh, look, this is what the
the barn owl sounds like at night.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I did just have a quick Google. Alexander Pierce was a cannibal. He was an Irish convict who was transported to Van Diemen's Land.
Okay.
And he was there for 7 years for theft at Port Arthur. And in one of his escape times, he became a cannibal. And he murdered his escapee companions one by one. And interestingly, when you search him, there's actually a photo of Jake Gyllenhaal under his name. So there's a sketch of the guy, and then there's Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, I'm totally here for Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd let him eat me if he was a cannibal. He's probably just about the only person that I wouldn't let eat me. Him and Zac Efron, maybe they could share, take it in turn, take a bite each. But yeah, so this
you don't want to eat alone, do you? Like it's like going to a restaurant by yourself.
Exactly.
You know? It's nice, but a bit awkward.
That's something we should talk about and delve into. I know this is not the podcast or the forum for that, but don't you think it's weird cannibalism? Like, I mean, That story of that weird
people.
It's not
something I've ever really tried. So.
It's so strange. Like there's those weird people, not weird people, that's a terrible judgment, but it's true. There's that guy who answered a Craigslist ad or something in Germany a few years ago. Again, I'm not sure if it was Craigslist. I'm not sure if it was Germany, but whatever. It was two men. Somebody put an ad saying, I want to eat somebody. And somebody responded saying, hi, I'd like to be eaten. And they went and he chopped off the bloke's balls and he ate them. They cooked them with fried them up with I don't know, sauteed them up on a fry pan and they ate them together. And then they tried to take other parts of him off.
Yeah.
Other parts, and he died.
That's right.
And that's how it all got found out. But the guy was willing to do it initially and he partook in the whole thing allegedly voluntarily. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. I mean, you keep shying away from the word weird because you're worried you're going to offend someone. But I think in this case, we do, even the,
Yeah, that's true.
The kids on Twitter aren't going to cancel you for saying that cutting off a guy's balls and eating them together is weird.
What am I going to do if I alienate our cannibal audience? That's the thing. Who knows? Every single one of our listeners could be a cannibal for all I know and I could have just killed our entire audience.
There's a dog boy in the Tasmanian wilderness that's just switched his iPod off.
Oh, what have I done? What have I done with this minisode? I've taken us to a dark, dark place. All our listeners are going to abort mission.
I know. Maybe that's a good time to wrap it up then, shall we?
Totally. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Take it home. Take it home.
You know, hit subscribe. Make sure you're following along. Tell your friends. And, of course, we've got an Instagram that you can contact us on.
At Fruity Alexia Podcast.
At Fruity Alexia Podcast. And, like everything that's on there, subscribe, all those things that you know how to do, just go and do it because it helps us. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Shall we get on with our days?
Let's get on with our days.
Great.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.